Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, president of Mutare Group and CEO of Mutare Hypnosis, LLC, located in Boston, Massachusetts, but serving the world through Skype. We help people with all kinds of areas related to personal development, professional development, business success. If we don't know how to help you, we know who does. Guide us by phone on 617-266-3057 or email info@mutarehypnosis. That's MutareHypnosis. Today's topic is Mother's Day stress in and out of business. Some people might say, why are you having a talk about Mother's Day and dying it into business? Well, if you're running a business, you can increase sales on Mother's Day like any other holiday if you drive the traffic in that direction. So regardless of what kind of business you run, you can always run a Mother's Day incentive to your clients or customers to encourage them to use a mother to do something, buy something, purchase something, or come look at your store, your site, run some kind of an activity in your neighborhood, do community service, something that will raise your public awareness of your products, your business, your service. You can always do those things. You might need to plan them ahead at this point, where it's only a couple of days out, but it's hard to say. You might be able to do something simple in your business location. You put a big sign out in the window, Mother's Day special. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, that might make a difference to people who are passing by, stop in and buy something. If you're running a kind of business where you hadn't thought about using Mother's Day as an incentive to for people to buy your services, consider that you could. Many of us have had a mother. Some of us are fortunate and our mothers are still living. And for those of you, I wish you all well. My mother has passed. And for those of you whose parents have passed or mothers have passed and you have a stressful day because of Mother's Day, I want you to consider, instead of thinking about how much you miss your mom and maybe other people in your life, consider what she meant to you when she was here. Reflect more on the good times you had together. If she was ill or something else, well, jump over that to when you were a young person or when you were when she was healthy and strong and able to be important in your life. If your own biological mother wasn't that person, who was the other person? Was someone who provided you with support, encouragement, love? Think about them in a positive way, and don't focus on the things you perceive you somehow missed. That will raise your attitude, and you'll feel better about the day, which usually makes things go better. On the other hand, if your mom is still alive and you love your mom, tell her. Even if she's not the kind of person who expresses themselves verbally in that particular way, and I say this because my mom was like that. I know my mother loved me, but she wasn't real big on telling because that's just how she was. But at some point when I became an adult, I was in my late 40s, I began to think my mother might pass away and I might never tell her that I love her. And I thought that shouldn't be. And so I ruminated about this for a while because that's what I do. I thought about this and what will she say and what. And then it came to me that it didn't make any difference what she said. It was important thing was it mattered to me that I told her that I loved her. So I told her she had to be ill. I was ill off and on for a while. She was ill and she was in the hospital. And I really felt I needed to say something. So I'm getting ready to leave after visiting her for a while. I get ready to leave and I said, love you, Mom. Nothing. She said, bye. Out the door. Next day, she's still in the hospital. Love you, Mom. Mm-hmm. Bye. Out the door. About the third day, she says, yeah, I love you too. So she kind of got used to, for purposes of the hospital, she would always, then she kind of got into it. But my point is that we worked through the awkwardness of the situation, and I felt better about it, even though, I didn't get a positive response the first time. I stayed at it. So if you have a situation, that's my point, if you have a situation where, you want to tell your mother that you love her or other people in your life, tell them. How they respond to you is on them, especially if it's a parent or somebody like that. And, they love you. But they just haven't got the habit of expressing themselves. And if you want to change that so that your children will feel better about it or you'll feel better about it, I encourage you to actually do that. If you're stressing over the actual Mother's Day activities and those things that people plan, and often there's a lot of family history that goes, this is a lot of baggage that can go in with the Mother's Day festivities. The breakfast and making it with the kids. And you don't have to make an ornate breakfast. You can drive right down to your local McDonald's and get something. Now, or, you know, depending on your mom, because some of them are very picky, and some of them want specific things. And if you agreed to provide those things, then you best get to step in doing them. But nowadays, if you're not sure how to do something, go on YouTube. Somebody's got a video showing you how to make the perfect omelet. They got Julia Child and everything on there. I mean, I learned stuff about making omelets. I thought I knew what I was doing. Ha ha. Watch an expert do it and let them explain the science of it, and you'll realize, oh, maybe mine will turn out better if I do it the way they told me. So do a little pre-research. Don't wait till you get up in the morning and go, oh, there's no eggs. Ugh. Plan ahead now. If you're going to do the breakfast or the lunch or whatever, you're going to prepare things, get it organized. If you think you're going to eat out and you don't already have a reservation and you're trying to get into a restaurant that has reservations on Mother's Day, as we say in New England, forget about it. It is probably too late. And if you just show up without a reservation, unless you like spending 3 or 4 hours in line, you know, especially at lunchtime after church, you know, 12:30, 1-ish, horror show. So that's a different planning scheme. So if you want to do something with your mom, I mean, she may not care if you pack lunch or bring lunch to her home. If you go to your local supermarket, which probably prepares food, it has prepared food ready. If it's a small group, you can just pick, you know, get the turkey breast off the shelf, or a roast chicken or whatever it is you want to have off the shelf. It doesn't require you having to put yourself through all kinds of twists and shouts, partly because a lot of people, and this is my belief, I've talked about this in great detail, I believe that all the people who love us and care about want from us is time with us. So if you spend all that time on Mother's Day cooking for your wife or mother and you don't spend any time with her, it's kind of defeating the purpose. So I would encourage you to, even if, you know, if you're not somebody who cooks regularly and it's not an easy thing for you, consider downscaling the menu or doing something simpler, and then spending the time really listening and not like everybody's watching TV. You know, maybe take a walk if there's a local park you can walk around in, you know, and just kind of be outside if the weather's pleasant and sort of enjoy being together away from the TV and electronics and all the other stuff and just be with them. This is a process and a practice I encourage you to get involved in because you'll develop more positive relationships, a time for more positivity in your relationships with these people that you love and care about. So I encourage you, if you're preparing for Mother's Day, to get ready for it in advance. So today's only Friday, so you have time to organize a lot of these things I talked about and kind of get them together in your mind, but plan time not just to do, but also to be, not just be in motion, but to be with your mom or your whoever the family members with your wife and actually spend the time with them, talking with them one-on-one, and not having the children climbing over all of you if you can, or wait till later when they're taking a nap or whatever it is they do, or give them an activity, send them off somewhere. You can actually sit and talk and just be with this important woman in your life. If you're running a business and your wife is part of your business, and if you're running a family business or your own business, your wife is part of that, or your significant other is part of that, whether it's they don't do any actual work with you or not. I find a lot of spouses, wives, will be, take care of the books, or they'll handle the sales calls, or they'll take the calls in the office for a small, business, and they'll handle those things very efficiently and well. But don't just talk about work. Find time to check and see how she's doing. How do you feel? Fine. No, really, how did the day go? And go in more detail. There are many ways to have a positive conversation. I know some people aren't really used to having, sort of a sharing and caring conversation. But most women I know like a sharing and caring conversation on occasion. At least it shows that you actually cared enough to ask. And don't, worry so much about, what's she going to say? Who knows? But if you don't ask, you won't find out. And it could be something you're doing that's driving her bat crap crazy. And you could stop doing it. And it's something simple. You don't even know it's upsetting her. You don't even know it's bothering her. And you could stop doing it. Now, it could be something you're not about to stop doing. But at least you'd know. And maybe you could explain why you're doing it, and that might have meaning for her. But it's important to have those conversations. If you're at work, you're trying to figure out how to make Mother's Day an effective promotional tool for your business, ask the people you work with. if you can't think of anything, but there's a whole bunch of things you can do with Mother's Day in advance. You could have a, send out emails or flyers or special May Mother's Day discount, all calls taken within this, 14-day period, special discount, code Mother's Day. You know, those sorts of things, you can do something usually pretty simple. If your restaurant or your other place isn't booked completely, today you should have, I'll say this now, you should have everybody's email who will give it to you who comes to visit your location. So if somebody comes in, very often we have to incentivize people to give us their emails nowadays. So give away a free something to anybody who puts their email into a jar in your office. Send out an email blast to all your friends on Facebook and say, hey, like my business on Facebook for a free chance to win a dinner at such and such a place. So sometimes there's many ways to encourage people to stay in contact with you, but you want to start drawing a larger audience, a wider audience to your business around a Mother's Day or any other holiday theme. After Mother's Day, some people the next day is Memorial Day. So some people will offer special veterans discounts toward the end of the month, which I encourage you strenuously to do. I have a veterans discount. I encourage you to have one in your business. And then tell people, that because it's not just, for you to say it on your stationery. You want to make sure people know that this is something they can have at a discounted rate, or you're going to do something else to help other people. So it's important to recognize ahead. This is in some of the advanced planning. So if you've done this stuff, you have a very short time for this year, but start planning your strategy. So put on your calendar now. Get out your iCloud or whatever it is you keep your calendar on, and put a note on it in April, April 5th or something, to start Mother's Day campaign or start Mother's Day prep if you're doing it. Thinking out what would you do, how will you have things to work, what do you need to organize? If you're doing family stuff, what can your kids do that would make them part of the process? Because it's important if you have children to bring them into the process of preparing and working with things for Mother's Day. So even if you let them scramble the eggs, that's a big deal to a 5-year-old, I understand. You sit and talk to them in the kitchen while you make the breakfast. But remember, it doesn't have to be ornate. You can always put that Eggo waffle in the toaster and get some fresh strawberries and slice them up and the pre-cooked sausage and, do something simple and have the breakfast without turning it into a nightmare. So if you're thinking about other sales ideas and you're not sure how to proceed, please feel free to reach out to me on email at info@mutarehypnosis.com. That's MutareHypnosis.com. Or call me on 617-266-3057. I want to help you. I'll talk to you again soon.